If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Welcome back to this month's Your Hometown Tour. The stop today is Volo. This town is packed with charm, character, and stories waiting to be told. Let's dive in and see what could make Volo your hometown. Brought to you by the Village of Volo and the Volo Museum.
I got to tell you, when we talk to people in different communities, the last week of every month on our Your Hometown series, I never know who I'm going to get to talk to. And I really didn't know a whole lot about Volo. We all know about the Auto Museum, right? But when they pitched me and said, you got to talk to the folks at Volo Quality Meats, I thought, oh, a meat shop. I'm into that. But then I went on their website and I thought, holy smokes, I want to have dinner there tonight. Hey, thank you for joining us. I know you're pitching in a last minute thing. Tell everyone your name.
Hi, this is Tony Fiesca.
Tony, do I see you in that? Do I see you in that video that you have on your website?
I believe so.
I kind of feel like the face matches just one of the voices that I'm hearing right now. So how long has Volo Quality Meats been in business?
So Volo Quality Meats actually is a newer business for us. The store has been open for about 15 months. But kind of the parent company is Tempesta Artisan Salumi, which is most of the meats at the point at this moment that you're going to find in the case, which has been around for 11 years. We started with a particular product called Indugia, which is a spicy spreadable salami, grew into making a lot of other Italian deli meats. We have a Tempesta Market at a deli shop downtown Chicago. My parents had a place for 38 years called Agostino's on Harlem and Diversey that they retired from about a year ago. And since we wanted to give some homage to Volo, and it was a little bit of a much different concept, so we went with Volo Quality Meats.
Well, hey, I can tell you're out of breath and you're nervous. Either you just jumped on the phone.
A little bit nervous. Yeah.
Don't be nervous on this show. I'm telling you what, the video that you have posted at voloqualitymeats.com tells me everything I didn't need to know about your business. I mean, it looks fantastic. And I wondered if you were new, because when I looked at your reviews, you only have one review. It's a 5 out of 5, but I thought, anyone who looks at this and eats there would certainly give you a great review, because it's not just it's not a meat place. It's a market and a deli.
Oh,
and
that's
the pizza.
Strange, because we have so many more. Yeah, we have a lot of reviews. We have maybe thousands of reviews. But yes, we are definitely new. And I think what's cool about our concept, it's very unique, not just for Volo, but for Chicago, Illinois, and maybe beyond.
Yeah.
You know, we have all prime butcher case. You know, 99% of the meats that are in our deli case, we make. My mom goes in there in the mornings and makes all her Neapolitan specialties. My Uncle Mario there, who's been making pizzas for 50 years, and also an amazing chef, does the hot bar, all the pizza program. Our sandwiches are great. We have, great little specialties. Our butcher, Ben, is amazing. So there's so many different things offered there as far as the store goes. And we just opened on property. There's a USDA factory. So we just opened it about 3 months ago. So we're already making products there, selling it in the store.
Wow.
So zero footprint, which you really don't see anywhere.
Right.
Or
and
very,
so, Tony,
very, very minimally.
Why this? Why did this Italian family out of Chicago choose Volo?
Well, I mean, it's definitely it's a great, great village, great, great town. To be honest, like you mentioned, I really didn't know much about Volo for most of my life besides the Auto Museum. There was just an opportunity through some of our production partners. There was a great family there for almost 90 years. I think one of the original families from Volo, the Kuhneman family, were there for 90 years. So it was an old German smokehouse. And so, they had closed down. I think maybe everyone retired. So we took it over. You know, we wanted to kind of do something similar, but with our own style.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how that came about, you know. So we hope to, we honor their legacy by having some of their products that are still being produced in the store. And we hope to have our family there for generations like theirs was.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job on the video that's on the website, because that really shows everything you need to know about your shop. And so you still have places in Chicago, right? You still have a place in Chicago, you said?
Yes, I have. We have Tempesta Market on Grand and Noble. I have a Tempesta kiosk in the old post office. Have a partnership with Pina Park Sartoria in Taylor Street. So definitely got a lot of stuff going on. And then our Tempesta Salumi brand is a national brand. You can find our products. Our Indusia is in every Whole Foods in the country. We're in Mariano's. We're in all the top restaurants, a lot of the top restaurants throughout the country with our products. So we definitely have a pretty good footprint, and we look to keep expanding our offerings in Volo,
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You have to come back, because on Fridays we do Foodie Fridays, and we talk to people like you, especially families that are all in the business, that have been in the business for a long time. And thank you for being a part of the show today representing Volo. I mean, what you said about being that Chicago family that wants to carry on the tradition that a Volo family held for 90 years means a lot. And it speaks volumes about the town that's where you chose to set up shop.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a great town, very, very pro business, very supportive since day one, from the mayor and the trustees to all our customers. We get a lot of thank yous and appreciation saying we really needed something like this here. So it's great to have that, to people really appreciate what you're doing. So it's been a great experience so far. We look forward to continuing that.
A little more business friendly than Chicago, Tony?
It's definitely a different type of people. I gotta tell you that. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
So I get what you're saying. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You'll hear more about Volo and the people who live there and choose to do business there as our Your Hometown series continues.